is the base jump comedy pot oven. Yo, that is babies.
This week presenting.
Returning for a chat with professional hosts.
Featuring.
Boots.
Order up in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everyone, welcome to, we're hosting today in this podcast. I am Ralph Fred, and and I sure love hosting. I have hosted beauty pageants for the past 10 years. You know, I just hosted one beauty pageant last week, Miss United States of Canada, and we had some profound answers to some questions, and that's what you need to become a good host. Kind of like you there.
Yeah, Miranda is my name. I'm Miranda. I host birthday parties at retirement homes, and I've been doing that for quite a long time. I hosted one last week at the Lady Malvina Major Retirement Home in Kai Futter Futter, Wellington, and that's been really the highlight of my career so far. And we're here with...
Oh, hello, and we're off. My name is Gregory von Spitz, and I'm very excited to be here.
And you've been in the hosting game for quite some time, Gregory.
Yes, I have.
Next year is your 60th anniversary hosting.
Yes, and my 160th birthday. I've been hosting horse races since they invented the horse. Get on up, get on back is what I say. Yeehaw.
When did you, as a horse, decide to retire and host instead?
I always knew it was my passion. You know, when you hit 35, you're too old for football, all right?
Which is true, because otherwise they'd euthanize you at that point.
They euthanized me with the children. And so I thought, hello, good evening, good night. I'm going to do the horse races and I'm going to host them.
Well, I actually heard that you were very close to being shot.
Many times. I was in Vietnam twice.
And the horse regiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the run by the horse regiment.
I was on the run by the horse regiment. I had a saddleback and a little man on top.
Now, wouldn't it seem more logical to not host publicly when you're on the run from the Vietnamese horse regiment?
What you need to know is I'm just a guy. And
you're a horse.
I'm a horse guy. That's how I identify.
I have a couple of questions, actually, about your hosting of horse races as a horse.
Yes, I have a unique perspective on the
situation. Is it just you inviting friends around to run around?
Yeah, me and my bros. I'm 160. I get a lot of friends, and I like to see them run because I can't anymore. You know how you thought I got shot? I did. I lost two legs. Yeehaw.
Wait, you're 160 years old.
Yeah, I said that at the start.
And you only have
Yeehaw.
Two legs, which happen to be just your two hind ones.
Yeah, I'm standing on all twos.
Now, you would think that you would get some sort of horse wheelchair. I find it weird you just kind of crawl yourself around.
I have one of them.
You're jacked. I've never seen a more jacked horse in my life.
Especially for an elderly horse.
Those are some glutes, Mr. Von Spitz.
You guys are all...
Hey, we have to respect our elders here, even if they are horses.
Yeah. Boogie Town. Let me tell you a story about my day in Vietnam. I spent one day in Vietnam. This was the second time I was in Vietnam. And then this is the time I got shot. Well, I was walking as most boys do. I was on the run from the horse platoon.
The Vietnamese horse platoon.
Yeah, that's what we've all been saying. And I was off. I was running and I was going. And out of nowhere, I got shot.
Did you ever find out who shot you?
No, buddy boy, I did not. But I think his name was Arnold.
Now, it must have been quite disconcerting to be shot by your own elderly horse father, Arnold.
Yeah, he brought me all the way over there so I could be seen and not heard by the platoon. He had something against me from the beginning. And by the beginning, I mean the beginning of my life and not his.
Well, you were part of the horse mafia for 57 years.
Yes, I was.
Your father being, you know, a police officer trying to track
you
down.
It was a police horse. His name was Mr. Von Spitz.
Mm. Oh, Mr. Von Spitz.
Yeah, my name was Gregory Von Spitz.
And I hear hosting has passed down to your grandchildren. Like, they're doing all sorts of performance. I believe your granddaughter, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. She's having lots of sex in the city. And then my cousin, Mr. Red, and my other cousin, Beetlejuice. They're all very proud of them, and I wish I could see them off. Here we go.
Speaking of Beetlejuice, like, it happened to you too, Miranda. People say your name three times and then suddenly you appear and you start hosting at these retirement homes.
I do that, actually. That's what I do is I just leave a card lying around with my name in huge text so that all the old people can see it. And
have you thought about coming to the horse home?
The horse home. I definitely can do that.
It's essentially the Trentham Stables.
It is.
Yeah. As I would also say card is a very generous name for billboards.
Yeah, I leave billboards out and yeah, people say Miranda, and boom, I'm there singing happy birthday to an 85-year-old that's just shat himself. You know,
I've been there.
I believe last week you finally reached your third retirement celebrant who had a heart attack upon seeing you.
Yeah, I did actually. I did. As soon as I popped, I just turn up out of nowhere. I apparate.
But you don't turn up out of nowhere. They say your name through time, so they got to expect you in some form or another.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just reading the billboard and then they're really surprised that I'm there.
Yeah, I've actually heard that you've been getting complaints from the elderly home because you've been surrounding all the retirement homes in billboards, so there's no sunlight coming through anymore.
Absolutely no sunlight, but my gigs have picked up. So the hosting opportunities have come up, and I always bill afterwards. So I turn up uninvited, throw them a good shindig, then I bill them about, you know, $1,000.
What is a good shindig around?
Lots of jelly.
That is.
That's it. That's the only thing that makes a good shindig.
How do you do the jelly?
How do I do the jelly?
Yeehaw,
indeed.
Yes, because previously it was just with a whole lot of tennis balls, right?
It was, yeah. I just munched up a whole bunch of tennis balls, put them in the fridge. Yeah, that was how I did the jelly. But as you said, that was previously. You know, now I'm using basketballs because I've got more business, so I need more jelly.
And most of your hosting recently has been teaching these geriatrics how to use a light switch.
That has been my primary activity.
Primary?
The key activity
that
I do.
Is that what you do at parties? Light switches?
I do light switches, yeah. It's called the on-off, on-off game.
Back in my day, we just galloped around a field. Yeehaw.
I didn't realize it took that much time to train elderly people to use light switches. What's your best strategy to teach them how to use a light switch? How do you put in a 34-volt bulb?
Because the water intensity changes things.
Mm. It does. So when I'm putting in a 34-volt bulb, I put in the 34-volt bulb and I teach the elderly to turn the light on and off by
treats.
Throwing treats at them.
Yeah.
You know, and if they do it well, I'll throw more treats at them. And by treats, I mean the jelly that I make out of tennis balls and basketballs. How long does it take me? Usually a couple of hours. I charge hourly.
What, to go through the basketballs or the light switch? How long?
Can you repeat the question?
No.
How long does it take me to go through the basketballs?
Yes.
6 hours.
Long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are your teeth? Because I got a lot.
I'm on my third pair of dentures.
Wow.
But the best thing about working in a retirement home or in all of the retirement homes is that I don't have to buy dentures. I just steal them out of people's bedside tables. So, yeah.
And you're almost complete constructing that atom splitter so you can be at multiple retirement homes when multiple people call you at the same time.
Yeah, that's been a real struggle, actually, because I have had to kind of bounce around a lot. And so I'm also a physicist.
My time super in Vietnam.
Close. That reminds you of your time in Vietnam when you were also a physicist?
Yeah.
And a horse?
Yeah. You know what happens when you lose both your legs?
You become a physicist.
Find a new vocation and become a physicist.
Oh, okay. So you became a physicist and you found a new vocation. What was the new vocation?
Vacationing.
Ah, fantastic.
Ah, so your vocation is vacationing.
Yeah.
But you can only do it while vaccinated.
Don't know what that is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
I'm a horse,
It explains the melanoma that I see.
I'm losing both of the back of my legs to the melanomas.
Sorry, I just need to go back quickly. You're stealing old people's teeth from their bedside tables. Yep. Can you explain why you're selling them on Etsy?
I'm selling them on Etsy because what's the perk of the job, really? The perk of the job is that I get to make a bit of side hustle, but I'm not selling them as dentures, you know, because otherwise they'd be tracked down, right? They'd lead back to me. So I'm selling them as mint cases, things that you carry mints around in your pockets.
How can someone else's dentures be traced back to you?
Most of the people that I'm stealing dentures from seem to have named their dentures.
They've carved their names
into the gums.
That's gross.
That is gross.
What is it with dentures these days? So last week at Miss United States of Canada, we had to disqualify. I had to break the news to her on stage that you can't compete in a swimsuit dressed entirely in dentures, especially if they're all mine.
You have so many pairs of dentures, it would seem, then.
I can't help it. I need a place to put them, so I bite onto the girls and then I leave them there.
Right, yeah.
You're like those joke teeth that goes
right. Yes, that is true. I do like, especially when I see a bodacious woman on stage.
Is that why you're
sorry.
Now?
I'm clearly not uncomfortable. I mean, I've been working around women my whole life,
which is giving very big gay energy. Is anybody else getting that?
Is this why you have to work in the United States of Canada? Because the United States of America banned you because you bite people on stage all the time.
Bite bodacious woman. Look,
you're just specifically. And actually, the other woman who haven't been bitten are offended by not being bodacious enough. So you're controversial on many fronts.
Everyone gets offended so easily these days.
In Canada?
In Canada, in America, or where I'm from.
Vietnam. I know you.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, Vietnam.
Hawaii, Vietnam. Fantastic. One word.
How do you respond to the reports that you had to run to the United States of Canada after being found as a former member of the Vietnamese Horse Regiment?
Oh, no, is this who I think it is? Mr. Spitz, my granddad?
Yeah, look, I may have been hosting for a while, but if anything, I've just been looking for my son.
Granddad?
Yes.
I mean, daddy.
Look, the records have been muddled throughout the years, but
I've lost all my legs now, two of them to melanomas.
So you're just a floating horse cloud?
Yes.
How do you get around? You're a jacked horse with no legs that floats around.
I have a lot of little boys carrying me.
When I heard that there was a horse physicist originally from Vietnam, I was like, could it be my grandson? And
it's
then
me,
I heard
Daddy.
That they were hosting and I was like, that's the one. He's got my genes.
Remember when you tried to shoot my legs off in Vietnam the second time?
Look, that was 20 years ago, son.
It's been a long time.
I've moved on. I host beauty pageants now.
I haven't moved on. I've lost all my legs now, two of them to melanomas.
Well, I love women.
How do you explain that this is the 255th episode of this podcast and you've only just identified that this jacked two-legged horse is your long-lost son?
I have a question. Because as a host of parties and retirement villages, I'm an incredibly attention to detail kind of person. And so I'm a bit confused because one of you seems to think you're the son and the other one thinks that you're a grandson. And I would just, are you son or grand? What's the relationship between the two of you?
Do you want to go for a daddy?
Look, Miranda. Just. Oh my, no. Sorry, I was just telling you to calm down. Where did she go? Where did these retirement signs come from?
Holy shit. I've never been able to summon an entire retirement village to me instead of going the other way around. That's pretty
impressive. Thought like there was just no sunlight in this office of mine. There have been billboards outside this whole time from cards.com.
You want to know why I can get around? Because I...
Is it going to be as smooth as... It's going to be a smooth answer.
Absolutely. I can get around with wheels. Have you heard of a motor car, Miranda? Little boys, put me in their motor car and send me zooming.
Yeah, I've heard actually your Uber business has really skyrocketed recently.
Yes, I have a lie down Uber job.
Because they just get on top of your back.
Yes.
And you just jack walk them around.
Question, do you have wheels attached to your body?
Yes.
I find it weird that you didn't put wheels on the back of your body. You put
I
them
like the
on
dragging.
Your two legs yeah, at the front.
Well, I don't have any legs now. Oh,
Wait, you just lost them during this podcast?
To the melanomas.
Oh, no. But since then, you've managed to find a way to get around without having moved yet.
Yes. I may look like a turd with a horse head, but I have a very well-published Uber essay.
What's the title of your Uber essay?
Can't get around, nay, nay, slay.
And I heard Miranda.
Oh my God! No.
Peer reviewed that article for
yes.
you.
Yes! How did you find it, Miranda?
Riveting, honestly. Super riveting. I'm not going to lie, I did kind of palm the review of the article off to a bunch of old people who have since died. But before they died, they told me it was pretty good.
Yes, so. Did you like the bit about Vietnam?
Honestly, the whole thing seemed to be about Vietnam.
That's
so
true,
to isolate a single part would be difficult.
She read it correct.
I did hear that the forgery police heard about you forging all these elderly people's signatures to peer review, and they're after you now.
They are, yeah. The forging police are after me. Not the elderly people because they died, yeah. But the forging police are definitely after
well,
me.
If you need a platoon to look after you, my daddy over here.
Honestly, can I employ the horse platoon from Vietnam to protect me?
Don't tell them
a
I
lot of them have
you.
Been out of action for a while, but I'm sure I can call the gang. We have.
What are their names, Daddy?
We have Shanene. She was the chef in the platoon.
The chef?
Yes.
Very important platoon role.
Yes. And then we had also Knickerbocker Glory, number 12. He shined shoes and hooves for everyone.
Gotta look dapper when you're platooning. Mm.
That's how I lost my legs.
Wait, hold on. I thought you lost them because they got shot and then you lost the other two to the melanomas.
All true. But I had one hell of a shoe shine.
Well, I'm starting to feel at peace. I've got my grandson / son again. We'll work this out. But
can you get me my legs back, pups? If you can't, no worries. I got a very lucrative deal with Uber.
Well, I hear you've actually been selling the old people's legs off, so maybe you could maybe...
I could probably hook you up, actually.
I don't want those.
Okay. Right. Don't worry about it then.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I can't hold it together.
Okay.
And that's it for us hosting today. Thanks for joining us. We're going to continue this family reunion once we figure out how to get out of the billboards. Good night.
Spits. Nay, nay, slay.
That was a Bass Jump Comedy original.
It's cooked.
I'm so sorry.
That was cooked. Absolutely cooked.